Welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for another program of folk music here on Community Radio 2MCE. Good to have your company again today. We have an album by Three Idle Women as a featured album today. That's what they call themselves, Three Idle Women. We'll get to them in a little while, but we'll open the program today with two tracks from local performers Chloe and Jason Roweth. First one comes from their most recent album called Phonograph Jack. This is the lad from Erin's Isle and a piece of music which they composed, Around the Lighthouse, it's called. Then from a much earlier performance, we'll hear The Lanes of Woolloomooloo, which was a poem by John Dengate, the late John Dengate. Strong anti-war poem. Jason and Chloe opening the program today.
With my swag on my shoulder, billy can in my hand, I'll tramp the bush of Australia with a true born Irish man. When first I came to Sydney, the girls I made it smile, saying one unto the other, here's a lad from Erin's Isle. Well, I went down to a public house to spend an hour or two, and the daughter of the landlady, she fell in love with me. Of Australia with my true born Irish man. So around the lighthouse now I tramp, nor leave it out of sight. My swag goes on the left shoulder, then I take it on the right. It's then I take it off me back, and off and upon my line. It's the best of all the tucker tracks, and upon it I should die.
Thank you. Johnny lad, so drunk he could hardly stand, with his eyeballs staring so wildly and his violently shaking hand. Oh, his name is not for the naming, but his story I'll tell you true. He's a child of the Great Depression from the lanes of Woolloomooloo. He was red on bread and dripping and on dollops of Dole plum jam. He dodged the police and his father's boots and his fare and the city tram. Well, he mustered with the militia on the walls of Woolloomooloo. Well, he fought disease and the Japanese in the summer of 42. Ah, never you mind his shaking hand or his strangely twisted mouth. He was cut off at Templeton's Crossing when the Japs came swarming south. He wept and he prayed in the jungle, and God to his prayers was deaf. It was Choco, retreat on your bleeding feet. And where was the AIF? You'll find him now in Bell's Hotel or round by the Domain. You'll find him under a Moreton Bay, sleeping it off in the rain. You'll find him wandering William Street without any work to do. He's a child of the Great Depression from the lanes of Woolloomooloo. He's a hollow, dirty derelict, abandoned by the fates. His soul's at Templeton's Crossing with his dead militia mates. White lady is his mistress, they fornicate and woo, spawning blind oblivion in the lanes of Woolloomooloo.
In the hospitals they're moving, moving on. They're here today, tomorrow they are gone. When the bravest and the best of the boys in the Gold West, then you're choking down your teeth.
Of Woolloomooloo, composed by John Dengate and recited there by Jason Ralph and his wife Chloe, singing in the background there. And they opened the program with a track from their 2025 album called Phonograph Jack, The Lad from Erin's Isle. If you think that was a strong anti-war message, have a go at this one from Warren Zevon.
Sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese.
Roland the Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner.
His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. Stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew out Owen's body from there to Johannesburg.
Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner.
Talking about the man.
Roland, the headless Thompson gunner.
The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine and Berkeley, Patty Hearst heard the burst of Roland's Thompson gun and bought it.
Slightly confusing narrative there, but tell you what Wikipedia says. Fictional Norwegian mercenary, Roland, he agreed to join the Biafran Armed Forces as a mercenary in the Nigerian Civil War, then goes to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, joins the Congolese military and fights against the Bantu, as they were called. Eventually the CIA has had enough of him and decided to assassinate him, pays one of his comrades, Van Owen, to kill him. Van Owen shoots him in the head. Roland becomes a vengeful ghost, and his comrades still see his headless body stalking through the night till eventually finds Van Owen in Mombasa, gets rid of him, then continues work as a mercenary in those places he named in the last verse there, Ireland, Lebanon, Palestine and Berkeley, and then also played a role in the kidnapping of Patty Hearst by the Symbionese Liberation Army. What a busy boy. Warren Zevon, of course, with that song. And it was the last song he performed publicly, and that was on the David Letterman late night show in 2003. And he was pretty ill at that stage and died later that year. A song he composed with a former mercenary named David Lindell, who owned a bar in Sitges near Barcelona. They decided they'd write a song, and why not? Let's change the style somewhat. It's a trio from the Ottawa Valley in Canada called Traditional Fair. We heard three tunes, The Quiet Man, The Hut on Staffan Island, and The Pride of Petrovore. And Petrovore is, I guess, an anglicised version of the Irish Petram Vore, meaning Peter of the Road, which was associated with an 18th century innkeeper from County Cavan. There you go. Didn't know that, did you? This next one comes from an interesting trio from Bristol called Taran, and the instruments are particularly interesting combination here. Sid Goldsmith plays concertina, Danny Pedler on the album plays accordion and hurdy-gurdy, and Alex Garden plays fiddle. And I'm going to play two tracks. First one, Rigs of the Time, and then Old Tom of Oxford.
Come all you good people, I must bring you in to hear a few words about swindles and stings. In this generation, as much as the last, there's those who hold power with cunning and craft. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Here's to the lawmaker that's duping our votes, who lust to rise higher with hands on our throats, or gifting out contracts to their mates on the low. It's a funny old farmer who reaps but not sows. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Paid for excluding the rest from the land. Well, small farmers strive for a wage from their crops. Your pillars must fall if you're skimming the top. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time. Oh, these are the rigs of the time. What we need is like blood from a stone. The applause doesn't pay, it's no wonder we groan. In meeting our duty of care with a bend, and all you can spare is one measly descent. No wonder house prices have gone through the roof, and we're paying them off till we're long in the tooth. If you own one or two, you draw rent to buy. Their bluster, send them up high. When they are up there, the cloud it will burst. The biggest old rascal come tumbling down first. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time. These are the rigs of the time. We'll be right back.
fiddle, accordion, and concertina featuring there in that dance tune, Old Tom of Oxford. Before that, the same group called Taran gave us Rigs of the Time. And I should have told you at the top of the song, I suppose, what rigs mean. The song's basically a 19th century warning against scammers, because rigs are tricks or ways of swindling someone you're doing business with. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. From Taran. So from Old Tom of Oxford, we'll go to Three Idle Women, also from Oxford. This is the featured album. It's called All Hands Together. And the three women in question are Charlie Henry. She plays accordion, baritone, ukulele, and saw. Steph Perry, trumpet, piano, and ukulele. And Jane Rouse, concertina, and cabasa. They all sing. On the album, they have five guest musicians as well, so we'll hear more than just the three women. They formed as a trio because of a shared love for the canals and waterways of England and a passion for storytelling through music. They've been together since 2013. This is a 2024 album that we're featuring today. And it's sort of a musical journey through time. I'm obviously not going to play the whole album, just to give you a taste of it. They're travelling along the River Thames and the Oxford and the Grand Union canals, navigating history, politics, living folklore, and everyday life on the water. So there's some traditional and some original songs on it. And I'll start with a song that I've actually played before on the program. It's called Boaty Boy. You'll get an idea of life on the canal.
The 21 locks at Hatton are a boating nightmare. I waited at the bottom lock, hoping for someone to share. A smiling young man arrived and we agreed to go together. First of all, we simply worked the locks and talked about the weather. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me. We tied the boats together and one of us would run ahead. We soon got in a rhythm and up the hill we sped. By the time that we were halfway up, I felt I'd known him forever. Me lovely, jolly, boaty boy, he's handsome and he's clever. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me. Eventually we reached the top and moored the boats together. Tired from the exhausting climb, we could have rested forever. We parted and agreed to go along together the following day. It happened that by fortune we were going the same way. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me. This story that I tell to you, how we ended up in tow. And over the years we've worked the boats, our love and tenderness grows. And now I couldn't be without me jolly boaty boy. The very first time I saw his smile, I knew he would be mine. As we climbed on up the Hatton flight and had several cups of tea, I knew that you were the boaty boy for me.
So I think the several cups of tea sealed the deal. Boaty Boy from the featured album, which is called All Hands Together, by a trio from Oxford called Three Idle Women. And we heard Charlie Henry, Steph Perry and Jane Rouse harmonising very nicely on that one. We'll hear them playing instruments assisted by some other musicians a little later in the program. Right now, we're off to St. Petersburg to hear Ottava Yo, who started life as a busking group on the streets of St. Petersburg, but they've recorded a few albums since those early days.
Thank you. Солнышко рачек по бережку лазя, рыбку хватая, ульянушки нося. Ульянушка сирицем ест рыбку с перицем, сидит барин на таку, кричит барин за сяку. Три сахи пашут, четвертая барана, ее мать продала, недорого узяла. Тяпку, лопатыку, курочку, хохлатыку, курочка, хохлатыка, сидит на поличике. Сидит на поличке, сидит на поличке, считая яички. Раз, два, три, четыре, меня грамоте учили не читать, не писать, только в куколки играть. Я куколку разорила, меня маменька побила. Поп-поп на свинье, балабайка на стене, балабаечка упала, свинью по горбу попала, папашу по спине, чтоб не ездил на свинье.
That pretty, you'd think it'd have a name like I Love Your Blue Eyes or Please Marry Me, but no, that track is called Ivan the Crawfish. I don't name them, folks, I just play them. That's a group from St. Petersburg called Otava Yo. They sing in Russian, so I'm not too sure what was going on there. Christine Wheeler, fine singer and folk music person from the Blue Mountains in New South Wales, has been performing for many years. For a while there was a group called Wheelers and Dealers. I don't think they still exist in that format, but from an album called Full House, here's a Henry Lawson poem put to music, not by Christine, but sung by Christine.
The
breezes wave the silver grass waist high along the siding, and to the creek we ne'er could pass, three boys on bareback riding. Beneath the she-oaks in the bend, the water hole was brimming. Do you remember yet, old friend, the times we went in swimming? The days we played the work from school, joy shared and paid for singly. The air was hot, the water cool, and naked boys were kingly. With mud for soap, the sun to dry, a well-planned lie to stay us, and dust well rubbed on neck and face, lest cleanliness betray us. And you'll remember Farmer Coutts, though scarcely for his bounty, he leased a 40-acre block and thought he owned the county. A farmer of the old world school, men grew hard and grim in. He drew his water from the pool that we preferred to swim in. Resting there and chumming, we glanced by chance along the bank and saw the farmer coming. Some home impressions linger yet, with cups of sorrow brimming. I hardly think that we'll forget the last day we went swimming.
Ja hõbepurje, kuldne laev läheb merele. Siidilipp ja hõbepurje, kuldne laev läheb merele. Laev see laites randa juudi, sankur lasti meresse. Laev see laites randa juudi, sankur lasti meresse. Laeva peal olid noored mehed, keda hüüti madrusteks. Laeva peal olid noored mehed, keda hüüti madrusteks. Laevameeste juurde juudis noor ja ilus tütar laps. Laevameeste juurde juudis noor ja ilus tütar laps. Öelge kallid laevamehed, olete minu venda näid. Öelge kallid laevamehed, olete minu venda näid. Räägi, räägi, kena neiu, kuidas vend sul välja näeb. Räägi, räägi, kena neiu, kuidas vend sul välja näeb. Venna loolid punapalged, lokkis juus ja kübar peas. Juus ja kübar peas. Ah, sa vaene väike neiu, sinu vend on sügaval. Ah, sa vaene väike neiu, sinu vend on sügaval. Tuul see tungib palgedelle, laine mäkib juuksi ka. Tuul see tungib palgedelle, laine mängib.
Song called Siidilipp, traditional song from Estonia, sung there by Liana Vapper-Duur, born on an island called Saaremaa in the Baltic, and she lives there with her husband, who is Flemish, I think, Hartwin Duur. The album is called Kodu, which means home. Siidilipp by Liana and Hartwin Duur. Liana Vapper-Duur. Before that, The Days When We Went Swimming by Wheelers and Dealers, with Christine Wheeler singing that Henry Lawson poem put to music. Another Australian one now. This is our old mate's Loaded Dog, a song called The Land.
They thought of her as earth. Once she was an open land where few were bound to bosses and the working people. They called all by the tossers, where the convict and the settler earned their freedom by their toil. In their hearts they freely thanked her, for to them she was the soil. She was a lucky land where living easy came, and the clever people there learned to play the power game. Soon they saw her stony hillside
she is a changing land. Upon the point of turning, where she'll go, it's hard to say. Are we wise or lost in learning? For the ones who are to follow, she's the land we hold in trust. Will she be to them the earth? Will they call her only dust?
Load of Dog from Western Australia. They recorded a lot of songs about Western Australia and composed by Western Australians. That one was composed by Phil Lobel. And she was, or is, a New South Wales resident. It's a good song, The Land, from the album by Loaded Dog called A Coastline Facing West, which is what they experience living in WA. Another one now from the featured album, Three Idle Women. The album is called All Hands Together. This is Castles and Roses.
You're lucky to walk down the Oxford Canal, 'cause in 1955 closure was threatened. Jack and Rose Skinner rose up to save it, boated 50 tons of coal down from Birmingham. Only got stuck once by Dolly's heart. Thanks to the Skinners, they prove the Oxford Canal was still going strong. In 67, new legislation, the ministry announced a new transportation scheme. Close up the canals and fill them with concrete, build houses on the coast of the Bogers Pass Stream.
Flow of water down the canal. All hands quickly change. Let's keep on rolling boats along slowly. Life waits for no one. Carried along by the grace of the water, Barbara Castle watched the world passing by. Taking it in this whole living way, she leaned in close as the boat her stories were told. Started to see the boater's view of life. In the green, the still, the quietness it thrives. Forget them not, for thanks to the Skinners, they prove the Oxford Canal was still going strong.
The Three Idle Women, they take their trio's name from the women who worked the canals as part of the World War II war effort, the waterways equivalent of the Women's Land Army. IW stands for Inland Waterways, and every woman who did national service was issued with a badge emblazoned with the IW logo. There are many rumours stipulating where the name Idle Women came from, but the name was given to Susan Wolfitt by her daughter once she had written a book published under the name of Idle Women. Despite the name, the women certainly weren't idle. They worked extremely hard, they lived in very close quarters and learned a lot about boats, engines and carrying cargo. And that song, Castles and Roses, is from our featured album, All Hands Together. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I'm glad you are. Tom Russell's an interesting singer-songwriter from the United States. He has written quite a few songs about the Southwest of the US. But this is one from a rather different source. It's called The Sparrow of Swansea, and he wrote it for Dylan Thomas, who died in November 1953. We'll hear Tom Russell from the album Folk Hotel with Eliza Gilkerson helping him out with some vocals. There's a very clear similarity with Streets of London.
From the back streets of Cardiff to a hall in St. Vincent's, a boathouse in Larne to a bench in Times Square, they are tolling the bells for the Sparrow of Swansea. Whispering his poems, they are sending him prayers. Oh, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea. Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horn churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. All the pubs, they come open at 11:30. You were likely to find him down at Brown's Hotel. Or the Mermaid, the Three Lamps, the Boar's Head, the Cross House, then back on around to the Worm's Head Hotel. I see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea. Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horn churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. White Horse Tavern on a grey New York evening, The sparrow of Swansea was wounded in flight. Raging with whiskey, he lived out his poetry. He did not go gentle into that good night. Oh, see how he flies, the sparrow of Swansea. Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horn churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. We must rage against the dying of the light.
Dylan Thomas's line there, do not go gentle into that good night. A song from Tom Russell, The Sparrow of Swansea. A troubled man was Dylan Thomas. Another literary reference now. The next one is called Lightly Come or Lightly Go. The lyrics to this one are courtesy of James Joyce. We'll hear a duo from Boston, I think, called Rakish. Maura Sean Scanlon and Connor Hearn. He plays guitar and she plays fiddle. The album is called Now, Oh Now, which is another James Joyce reference.
Lightly come or lightly go, though thy heart presage thee woe. Veils and many a wasted sun, or it let thy laughter run. Till the reverent mountain air ripple all thy flying hair. Lightly ever so, clouds that wrap the veils below, at the hour of even star, lowliest attendants are. Love and laughter song confess, when thy heart is heaviest. Attendants are love and laughter, song confess. When thy heart is heaviest, love and laughter, song confess. When thy heart is heaviest.
I might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. And that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Kept on moving, proved the points that I needed proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have kissed the ladies and left them crying. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever fire, the empty room, the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher. Well, they've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When my hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, well, I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, but I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Thank you.
song called Caledonia by Dougie MacLean, OBE, sometimes referred to as Scotland's unofficial national anthem. I guess a lot of Scottish people know some of that song anyway, Caledonia, longing for home. Now, I'll play an instrumental by a group called West of Mabo, and they are from West of Mabo, they're from Saskatchewan, but they have a guest fiddle player from Cape Breton on the album, Wendy MacIsaac, a track called Lime Hill. Lime Hill was composed by Dan R. MacDonald, who came from Cape Breton Island, as does Wendy MacIsaac, whom we heard playing fiddle there. West of Mabo was the name of the Kaylee band, that's how they describe themselves, a Kaylee band from Saskatchewan. Wendy MacIsaac guesting on that track. Another one from the featured album. This is called Lowlands.
I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed a dream the other night. Oh, lowlands, oh, lowlands dreamed I saw my own true love. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed I saw
once again, some pretty harmonies from the featured album today called All Hands Together by Three Idle Women. Three fine harmonising female musicians from Oxford. Charlie Henry, Steph Pirrie and Jane Rouse with that traditional song, Lowlands. If you'd like to hear the program again, or indeed any Come All Ye programs going back a few years, you can reach the Listen On Demand or podcast facility at 2MCE by going to 2MCE.org, clicking a few buttons and you'll find it. Or you could get there a little bit faster by going to comeallye.com. Either way, it'll take you to podcasts going back quite a while. And 2MCE, of course, is this community radio station that you're listening to right now. This is a group called J.P. Harris's Dreadful Wind and Rain, and from his album Don't You Marry No Railroad Man, this is Closer to the Mill.
get a little closer to the mill. Well, it ain't no crime, it ain't no shame if the gold is fine. You ought to stake your claim if you want to be mine. Better do the same, better get a little closer to the mill. Well, hey, there's a little secret in the words that I say. When it comes to loving, you take what you bring and you get a little closer to the mill.
Music from Canada, a tune called Belle Chasse, which possibly, I'm not sure, but possibly refers to a small town in Quebec of that name. Jocelyn Pettit playing fiddle and stepping, and Ellen Gira playing cello. I think they might have had some friends on there as well, but mostly just those two ladies. It sounds quite good, their music. It's a song I've played before on the program, but I'll give it another run. It's called, we're on a sort of canal river theme from the featured album, this is Christopher Crompton, Down on Caggy's Boatyard.
Tell of a time that I remember well. I lived on the Birmingham Canal, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. I found a barge, her name was Mum, 50 years and 20 tons. I brought her up and set her on, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. Cabin from old plywood, from a sunblessed wagon, cause I had a flood. I really put my back out good, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. I felt my barge come to a stop, with webbing wrapped all around the prop. It took 3 hours to clear it off, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. They pulled down some factories tipped and way, so we went and cleared the scrap away. We cashed it in for tidy pay, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. We cleared a building rubbish heap, filled the butties nice and deep, while Caggy was still fast asleep, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. On board with my collie dog Ben, I feared he'd see you back off again. But soon they were the best of friends, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. One time the cops were everywhere, Ben gave one of them quite a scare. They were looking for a criminal hiding there, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. Trip with a mate one day, we helped a hire boat along the way. You don't get many from far away, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. We made good friends and bid adieu, they asked if I would visit them too. A world away from all I knew, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard. Here to tell of a time that I remember well. I lived on the Birmingham Canal, down on Caggy's Boatyard, down on Caggy's Boatyard.
Christopher Crompton is that singer from an album called The Darkness and the Dust, Down on Caggy's Boatyard, and it's sort of a true story-ish. Caggy refers to Alan Stevens, known as Caggy, and he, well, you heard what he was doing, the last working boatyard in the Birmingham Canal network. Back to the featured album now. We'll head off to the River Thames for this one. It's called Old Father Thames, from Three Idle Women, featured album, All Hands Together.
Some folk who always worry, and some folk who never.
gets there just the same. Kingdoms may come, kingdoms may go, whatever the end may be. Oh, Father Thames keeps rolling along down to the mighty sea. Oh, Father Thames keeps rolling along down to the mighty sea.
There's a message song for you, You Lowdown Dirty Dog, from the original Transatlantic Sessions Volume 1. There's so much good music in those Transatlantic Sessions albums. We heard there Jay Unger, Ali Bain, Russ Barenberg, Jerry Douglas, Jay Unger's wife Molly Mason as well on that one, You Lowdown Dirty Dog. I will move now to something a little different from You Lowdown Dirty Dog. This is Kavisha Metsela singing with a bunch of pals quite a while ago, 1991, on this album. Lee Buttles playing saxophone and flute. There's Gary Burke, there's Peter Grayling, there's Reuben Cooperman and John Reed, who was in the Sensitive New Age Cowpersons, for those keeping track of such things. This is a song called She Moves Through the Fair, the voice of Kavisha Metsela. voice of Kavisha Matsella, recorded in 1991 with a bunch of mostly jazz musicians from Perth. Interesting. A group called Rich and Famous. I think they didn't exist for all that long, but at least they recorded a bit. Traditional song there, She Moves Through the Fair. Let me see. I will have a track from Alan Scott. Alan Scott joins the program every now and again. He was a great selector of songs, as well as being a collector of music generally. This song's called Sam Griffith. The Right Honourable Sir Samuel Walter Griffith, GCMG, long-serving First Chief Justice of the Australian High Court and erstwhile Chief Justice of Queensland, and before that, State Premier, was once simply Oily Sam, the workers' friend. In the 1880s, he vigorously opposed the use of South Sea Islander labour in the Queensland cane fields, supported the legislation of trade unions, and wrote in the journal Boomerang, deploring the domination of the weak by the strong. However, in 1891, as Queensland Premier, he used the military to arrest striking shearers, and a year later became the darling of the sugar industry barons by extending the use of Kanaka labour for another decade. So he was demonstrating his intellectual flexibility, as Alan Scott put it. This was a song collected by John Meredith from an 81-year-old retired shearer named Jack Luscombe.
Night while lying in my bunk in my humble 6x8, I dreamed I saw Sam Griffith with a darkie for a mate. I thought I saw them travelling on a dusty Queensland track, and Sam was decorated with a collar fashion pack. I thought that it was summertime and Sam had o'er his eyes a little bit of muslin to protect him from the flies. Through his boots his toes were shining, his feet looked very sore. I could tell his heels were blistered from the Alberts that he wore. When Sam saw me coming towards them, he sat down upon his swag. He says, "Good morning, stranger, got much water in your bag? We are victimized by squatters, for we are two union men." And Sam had on, as usual, his same old polished grin. Says I, "Look here, Sam Griffith, now you have a flamin' cheek. If you want a drink of water, you can get it from the creek. As for the South Sea Islander, I do not wish him ill, for well I know, poor devil, he's here against his will. You said with wife and family one day you'd emigrate. If they didn't stop Kanakas, that was in 88. You spoke against black labour then, you talked of workers' rights. You spoke from lips and not from heart, Australia for the whites. You should loaf to those you crawl to, the sugar-growing push, for you're hated and detested by the workers in the bush. You might get some easy billets, such as boots and shoes to clean, or driving the Kanakas as they work amongst the cane." I thought that Sam jumped up then, froth around his mouth like spray. He says, "My agitator, just let me have a say. I remember you from Longreach, how you did hoot and groan. I believe you would have mobbed me but for Constable Malone." I thought Sam tried to rush me then, he shaked before my face. But I got home the La Blanche swing and I gave him coup de grace. Then the darkie raised his tomahawk, he gave a savage scream. Then all at once I woken up and found it all a dream.
a few pejorative terms along the way in that song, but those were the times. Alan Scott, story of Sam Griffith. Thank you for being with me again today for another round of Come All Ye. I leave you with the fine Scottish group Dive from their album Crossing Point, a track including Trip to Glenfinnan, The Ivory Flute, Anne McKechnie's, and The Four Courts. Featured album, once again, was All Hands Together by Three Idle Women, a 2024 release, self-published by a fine trio from Oxford in England. Till next time, stay safe. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.